Blog Hang on, this is radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of TalkingWithHeroes.com, and your host for this special weekend program. For those of you that are listening later, all of our programs, we broadcast live, and then they're available 24/7. But if you're listening for the first time, you can find out about our 9-plus-year history, including our 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan from 2006 to 2011 at talkingwithheroes.com/about, and then what we've been doing over the last year or so on our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. We also have a new audio and video channel where all of our video programs and our audio programs are going now at AmeristreamLive.com/talkingwithheroes. For almost a year now, we've been talking on the air with members of the R4 Alliance. This is an alliance of military support groups. When Bert Gillette with R4 Alliance first called me, close to a year ago now, they had 19 members. Now there's over 60. It is growing so fast. It's www.4alliance.org. And we have now had programs like this with, I believe it's 48 R4 Alliance members. So if you've missed any of these programs, this is Veterans Helping Veterans, military families, caregivers, organizations, week after week, talking about how well recreational therapy works. And if you've missed any of them, but you want to find out about it, just go to our news site, and there's an article on there about the listen to details about 45 R4 Alliance members, partners, veterans, families, programs. And that will give you a whole list of each one with a link to listen to each one. On this special broadcast, we have three people calling in from the Grand Prix Equestrian event hosted by Blenheim Equisports at the Del Mar Horse Park in Del Mar, California. They're having a major event today to honor all U.S. military veterans who benefit from the services provided by R4 Alliance member organizations. We're going to hear from Vietnam veteran William Potter, who's chairman of the board of R4 Alliance, Melissa Brandes, vice president of marketing with Blenheim Equisports, and Bronson C. Jackaway, Jr. He's a Marine veteran, very, very successful businessman, and very active in his community. So, folks, I welcome you all to the program. Thank you, each of you have served. Thank you for your service to our country. And jump in, whoever wants to get started.
Okay, Bob, this is Bill Potter. Thanks for having us. It's a delightful afternoon here, Saturday afternoon at Del Mar. I've been in town for 2 days, and I haven't seen a cloud yet. And so all you folks out there that are in cloudy, Midwest or dodging a storm in Florida, God bless you, because we're out here in God's country. We're right in the midst of this Grand Prix that Melissa Brandes and her organization is putting on right now to showcase the R4 Alliance and what we're doing. Now, people in the last several days have asked me, now what in the heck does the equine activity and show jumping have anything to do with recreational therapy? Well, it's got a lot to do with it. First of all, of the 61 members that we have as of this week, 7 of them are in the equine therapy business. So as my daughter Carrie would say, she says, Dad, it's just nothing but horses for forces. And that's what this thing is all about. And it is, because these amazing animals have a great healing power on those folks afflicted with TBI, MST, and PTS. So there is a connection. Robert Ridlin, who is part of the Blenheim Sports organization, is the VIP with the United States Equestrian Team, USET. And what we're trying to do here in Del Mar is create a model, so a scalable model, so we can perhaps get this thing incorporated in all horse shows across the country. to showcase what we're doing and what the what the equine community can do for for our veteran community. So we're pretty excited about that. I'm going to let Melissa take over here and tell us a little bit about what's going on here and what this class is all about, and then we'll come back and talk to Bronson in a few minutes too, because Marines always have stories.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bob, for having us on the program, and I feel honored that Bill chose to have start of what he's trying to show throughout the country and equestrian community and how we can be a part of this wonderful organization and what you guys are doing. We are right now in the midst of a $50,000 Grand Prix. It's called Show Park Grand Prix this week. We have been here since Wednesday doing different equestrian events. It's all show jumping. And today we have 30 competitors that are jumping a meter 50, which in feet, it's almost 5 feet that they're jumping jumps. And we have 30 of them going, probably about 20 have gone so far. We have had several go what is called clean, which is they go with no falls, so we will come back for a breaking the tie jump off. So it's exciting when that happens. And we have a beautiful jump on the field that represents our American flag and the R4 Alliance together, which I hope is the beginning of what this is going to represent to other shows joining in. And as Bill said, we're proud to have Robert Ridland as the president of our company and also the Olympic and national coach for show jumping. So hopefully other people will see what a wonderful force this has created and what a wonderful, truly alliance in using that we can come together and showcase this. And with us being in the equestrian business, we have another facility in San Juan Capistrano, and there is a Shea Therapeutic Center that we work very closely, and we've truly gotten to see the effect of, that horses have on people and how they heal them, everything from, like Bill is explaining and exploring in the sense of for vets and what they're going through emotionally and physically, but we've seen it in kids and with autism, with all sorts of disabilities to abuse children. And somehow these enormous animals have such a love about them, and they provide such security and healing for people that it allows them to, be a part of their lives and open their hearts in a way that other humans can't do it. So it's a very exciting experience to share with others that haven't had it before. And so, as I said, thank you again for making us a part of this, and especially right at the beginning, and it's always exciting to watch something take off and flow and grow all over the place. So,
Bob, Bill again, there's also a connection between the equine industry and the military, especially in show jumping and some of these disciplines, in that our cavalry units used to have a competition amongst their units. When cavalry was big, that's way before, tanks and those kinds of things. And these guys used to go around the country just having competitions with each other and see what these amazing animals can do. And they did a lot. Now, why San Diego? And why is San Diego important to the R4 Alliance? Well, the Century Club of San Diego, which is the organization that sponsors the PGA Tour event at Torrey Pines, used to be called the Tiger Woods Open because we won it so many times. They gave us our first $15,000 grant to get us launched. And this happened 17 months ago, which was really our starter kit. So the past president of the Century Club, Bronson Jacoby, the Marine, who's sitting right beside me, has got a few other words I'm sure he'd like to say, because Marines always have something to say.
Thank you, Bill. Bob, it is a pleasure to be on this program, and I have the utmost admiration for Bill and Melissa, particularly in terms of creating this magnificent organization that's R4. One thing that I wanted to make sure that our listeners learn or have reiterated is there are, as they indicated, 70 equine organizations across the country that are affiliated with R4, but that's only one aspect of it. The R4 group has brought together any number of other recreational certified organization that our wounded heroes can take advantage of to try and heal their wounds, both physical as well as emotional. And it's important that your listeners know that there's a widespread network of organizations in addition to the equine group that is cooperating to provide these facilities for wounded veterans.
And all that can be found at the R4Alliance.org. One of the projects we have ongoing right now is called the Patriots Parade Initiative, and we're about ready to launch this thing in the next few days to our memberships to see if we can break it. But in essence, this thing is going to be, has the potential of being the world's longest virtual book. We are going to celebrate military service all the way back to 1775 when the United States Army was created. And we're doing it in 24 chapters. The country is 24 decades old, so each chapter will represent a decade, and we are going to be requesting the great American public dig deep into their scrapbooks, dig deep into their trunks, and look at their office walls to see what kind of memorabilia they have going all the way back to 1775. So it's going to be about a 10-year project. We understand that, and we are going to be looking for 25 nationally branded organizations, companies to help us finance this thing. And the and that process is going to start next week as we start to unfold this thing. So we're pretty excited about it. We've been working on it for a little over a year, and I've seen the first draft on the website, and it looks pretty slick because, believe it or not, there's 24 chapters up there, and there's a little introduction written by our team, headed by Dick Couch, who's a Special Forces author, who's put a little opening paragraph on every one of the chapters. So all the listeners, stay tuned for that, because it's going to be we're going to be able to find it on patriotsparade.org. Right now, it's password protected because we're still working on the draft, but it's going to be forthcoming here in the next several days. So we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I am too. And I understand that you and Chuck Steele, your CEO, and Bert Gillette, you're all working on. We're going to have a special Talking with Heroes program to announce this, right? But in September, I think.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
It's going to be a significant move forward for the organization. Granted, we're only 17 months old, but we've covered a lot of ground, and we've made a lot of friends and influencing a lot of people around the country, and we're pretty excited about it.
Absolutely.
And the cavalry is so much a part of our military history that obviously the photos that we're taking today of these marvelous horses jumping over these gorgeous jumps, and in particular the R4 jump, that it's going to be showcased in the cavalry sections of the Patriots Parade. So this afternoon is providing just a marvelous group of photo ops for us.
So you have there the Frontier Army of the West, 2nd U.S. and 8th Illinois Cavalry Regiments, right?
Yeah, we did. These guys went around and gave us a profile of what they used to do on horseback. And one of the best that's with us this afternoon, Jake Kiesfar, who lives up in Fallbrook. Jake was banged up pretty good in Iraq several years ago, but he was in the mechanized cavalry, and he says this is the same formation we use with equipment that we do that these guys just did with horses. So the strategies and the tech has not changed, just the motor transportation.
Absolutely. And they have a website. It's the number 2 at secondcalvary.org, the number 2, ndcalvary.org. So I imagine they're going to probably have some pictures on it. Well, they probably already have a lot of pictures on there.
More than likely, the group is still here enjoying the rest of the show. And from what I understand, I'm looking at the scoreboard now, we have at least 2 horses that are clear, so we are going to have a jump off.
Okay.
There goes another one. Now we have 3 in the jump off.
Excellent.
I don't know.
So I understand.
That, so.
Let's see if we can hear.
I don't know if you can hear the PA in the background, but he just announced number three, so that's good.
Cool. Now, Mercedes Martin Rea, she sang the national anthem. That already happened, right?
Yeah, that was where it started. We had that Calvary demonstration, and once they showed us how they do their formation and how they operate, then we had them bring in the color and the color guard and the Mercedes sang facing them, and it was beautiful, and that is what opened the show. And once that ended, they exited the ring, and the first horse came in out of that 30 that are jumping.
Wow. Oh, boy, I wish I could have been there. It would have been the event to be at, that's for sure. So basically, this is a tribute to the 155,000 veterans serviced, helped by R4 Alliance. Is that correct?
That's correct, and that morphs right into a next subject. Is that the phone is ringing off the hook of recreational therapy organizations that want to join the R4 Alliance. Our membership committee is actively researching all these organizations that want to become part of the alliance. We find that all this activity is very healthy for what we're doing. And we invite anybody who's listening that has a recreational therapy organization that would like to become a member of the alliance. They ought to get a hold of us. And again, you can go on our website, which is the r4alliance.org. That's the letter R, the number 4alliance.org. And there's instructions on how to get to our outreach coordinator, Bert Gillette, and he can take it from there.
Okay.
And go ahead. Anyone who is interested in participating as a wounded vet or as a vet, this is a vet, can get the information from the website as to what the process is in order to qualify and become involved in the R4 Alliance program.
Okay, we now have operations in all 50 states covering a variety of recreational therapy disciplines. So there's something for everybody, and all we request is that you get active, take the first step, and we can take it from there to get you involved.
Yep. And what's amazing about... Go ahead.
I was going to say, Bob, I was going to ask Bill, what are some examples of the types of activities that these vets might take advantage of at R4 Alliance?
Well, we go from just about everything from fly fishing to equine therapy. You throw in whitewater sports, you throw in skiing, you throw in quilting. We have one of our board members, Juliet Madsen, is a world-class quilter. And Juliet has experienced a lot of PTS, a lot of TBI, a few broken bones, and she has found her solace, her therapy, comes in creating art in quilts. And as a matter of fact, he just made a quilt for one of our major sponsors the other day. We'll go on not identified right now because it still might be a corporate secret. But it's spectacular what she does, and her organization is the Quilts of Valor, and you can find her on her website, which is julietmadsen.com, and that's WADSEN. Gulliet. But anyway, she's just an amazing individual.
Mm-hmm.
Who does some great work, and she was one of the original board members of the R4 Alliance. She jumped right in and participated from day one, and she's just as active now as the first day she walked in the door.
So, are you telling me that she's patching it together?
She is.
Yes, she's another good example of R4 Alliance veterans helping veterans. And, of course, her husband was a combat fighter pilot, too. Both of them wounded warriors.
You know, she's just an amazing gal.
Bill, where are these activities for the most part? Where are they held?
Well, like I said, we have organizations in all 50 states. The organization that has the most chapters is Project Healing Waters. They are located in La Plata, Maryland, their headquarters. They actually all by themselves cover all 50 states. Their last one chapterized is in Hawaii. So if anybody likes fly fishing, Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing would be the place to go, because they have chapters and groups and team leaders in all 50. And if you're near one of their near one of their leads, you're golden. And if you're not near one of their leads, then you can create one yourself, because they are expanding almost as fast as the R4 is. Marvelous organization.
Yep, they definitely are. I've been doing programs with soldiers from 3BCT, 25th Infantry Division at Schofield Barracks. And maybe making a trip there early next year, and I found out there's a Project Healing Waters chapter there. So we're going to introduce them to the soldiers, too.
Well, another shout-out to one of our outstanding organizations is Brian Mancini in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And his organization, Honor House. Brian
yes.
is doing an amazing job. He's, Brian's a recipient of two Purple Hearts. And severe TBI, PTS, you name it, he's had it, and he recognizes the importance of these community-based recreational therapy organizations. And Brian is creating a model that he believes that has some potential, some scalable potential across the country, and we're going to be getting the attention of the VA here pretty shortly, to see if we can work with them to create some of these models, because we know the VA is having a difficult time keeping pace with the demand that's putting on them, and we believe that they're partnering up with the private sector is going to be beneficial to the veteran community, that they're having a hard time finding answers to their afflictions.
Absolutely. Now, I know we're going to have a show coming up late September on the R4 Alliance Conference coming up in October, but why don't you share a little bit about that, because veterans and families are going to be coming from all across the country.
Yeah, October 21st to the 23rd, we're going to have our second annual membership conference. It's going to be in the Village, Florida, which is halfway between Ocala and Orlando. I think the only reason this thing wouldn't take place is if we get hit by some sort of tropical depression that would close down the Orlando airport. But even then, they might land planes for the R4 Alliance. But we'll see. Hopefully, it doesn't get to be a problem. It'll be exciting to get all of these all these organizations in one room and start talking about the issues associated with our growing pains.
Bob, to be just a little tangential, Bill mentioned the Century Club of San Diego. It's a 501c3 organization that was formed over 60 years ago, and the initial impetus was to raise money to provide services for youth, for young people. But since then, it's morphed out and now incorporates veterans, not just veterans, but service personnel. For example, we host the Farmers Insurance Open every year in January, and we make available free tickets to all service personnel to enter. And we also, on the 14th green, we have a magnificent pavilion that's for service personnel only, that we call the Outpost. That is funded and by the Century Club and other donors, and provide all sorts of food and beverage for these young heroes who are giving their time and energy and sometimes their lives to keep our country safe. But the Century Club is a wonderful organization, and we're just so proud to be involved with helping the military.
Yeah, absolutely.
San Diego is an amazing place because we got more commands. I think we got more commands than any community in the country, and actually 19 commands. And it goes from Air Force to Marines to the Army to the Navy to the Marines. I mean, it covers everybody, and it's real important for the Century Club to be involved in all these commands, and they are. And now they've offered to help the R4 Alliance get launched, so we can take what we do here in San Diego and put it on more of a national stage. So that's what we're doing here in San Diego. And
great.
The way I look at it is jump off is just about ready to start. We have 5 in the jump off.
And then you and I will be going in to do awards.
Yeah, then there's going to be an award, and somebody's going to win this thing. The way it works in the preliminary round, if you went around the course in an allotted time and kept all the fences up, you would make the jump off. Well, there are five horses out of 30 that did it, and now they're about ready to race around, jumping high and going fast, and the fastest leaving the fences up and going to win this thing. And the purse is $50,000.
And Bill and I will be standing in front of that jump to give the award. So we're excited.
Excellent.
To be doing that pretty quickly here.
Well, when you post the pictures, let me have a link to where the pictures are, and I'll add it to this talk show page for this program today.
We'll do it. Yeah.
We'll send you the press release as well once it goes out tonight or first thing tomorrow. I'll be sure to forward that to you as well.
Okay, and I'll add that too. Sounds great. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Thank you for what you're all doing. Thank you for your service. I mean, this is great what you're doing there. And I look forward to meeting some of you in Orlando too, or in the villages in October. That would be great.
We're looking forward to it too. But for today, baby, it's the horses for the forces.
Hey, before we end the program, I always like to do this. Would you all like to individually give a shout out to our troops that are serving around the world?
Sure. Melissa's first. Ladies are always first.
We're saying goodbye to everyone and have a wonderful day. And thank you for letting us be a part of this. We appreciate it and we're honored. And thank you for everything you've done for our country and allowing us to be in such a beautiful place.
You guys out there in uniform in some of these dangerous places around the world, you take care of yourself and make sure when you get back stateside, if you need any counseling or need any help or need some pointing in some recreational therapy areas or just plain recreation, let us know. You can find us at r4alliance.org and we'll help you out. Now to the Marines.
Bob, this has just been a real privilege and a pleasure to be here talking to you and sharing all this information with Melissa and Bill. And I'm just flattered that he would ask me to be involved in this recording. And as a former Marine who did serve in Vietnam for the benefit of those troopers that are out serving in foreign countries, we are very proud of you. Thank you for your service. We are forever indebted. Signing off.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for everybody for taking time from your event there and being on the program. We'll look forward to hearing more later.
Okay, Bob. Be well.
Okay, you too. Be well, all three of you. Well, folks, you've been listening here on TalkingWithHeroes.com as we've been talking to actually 2 Vietnam veterans, William Potter, Army, Bronson Jackaway, Jr., Marine, and Melissa Brandes, VP of Marketing with Blenheim Equisports. We've been hearing more about equine therapy. I know we're going to be hearing a lot more. Bill Potter said they had seven, I believe, already, equine therapy nonprofits. I know I introduced two Off-Wall Lines to just this week, and there's probably going to be a lot more. And so if you like what you've heard here, please let others know about this program. Get the word out, especially to the men and women who are serving and have served, and let them know there's all kinds of organizations across the country right now that they can benefit from, they can have fun at. I mean, my Project Sanctuary is one I was thinking about when they were talking. My daughter, she's a veteran. My son-in-law is an Iraq veteran. The whole family, they got to go with other military families and children for, I think, 6 or 7 days camping trip up there in the mountains. I mean, this is happening around the country, folks. So just go to www.4alliance.org. Click on the members button at the top, and you can just kind of go through all the different types of recreational therapy and organizations, and also strategic partners like RallyPoint.com that are part of this. And so I also want to give a shout-out before we go off the air here to our men and women, those who have served, veterans, your families. Thank you for your service to our country, to all of our active duty military around the world. Thank you for your service, and to those who might be in an area where you could be in harm's way. Be safe. Stay alert. Look forward to having you come home. God bless you. God bless America.